Everybody, thanks for joining us on the Fill-In Hour. My name is Coleman Ingram, and clearly this is my first time in the studio, so bear with me. That was Morals from Edmonton with a song called Hey Terry. That's from their first demo, and they were preceded by The Rhubarbs, also from Edmonton, with a song called Secretly Famous. That was from their demo as well. They should have a full release out this year, however, so keep an eye out for The Rhubarbs. Coming up next, we're going to do a track from a band called Slates. This band is from Edmonton as well, but they are actually coming into Vancouver tomorrow night. They're going to be playing a set at Lana Lou's. They're one of my favorite bands from Edmonton. I'm quite fond of them. This is from their second record. It's called Prairie Fires. This is a song called Broken Parts.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education. Every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so that was Tennis playing just after the promo there. Tennis has just come up with this new record called Young and Old. It was produced by Patrick Carney, the drummer from the Black Keys. It's a really good record, and they are actually going to be coming to town on April 27th. They're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. So that was a song called Origins from Young and Old. Great tune. Followed by Misha and the Spanx. Misha and the Spanx are from Calgary. That was from their split record with the Sphinx. And that was a song called Night Danger. And we're going to go to another song from another Calgarian group. This is a band called Bloated Pig. And they do kind of heavier stoner, well, it's basically just rock and roll, really. It's just a little bit grittier. This is a song from their second album called Ways to an Early Grave, and it's called Age of Slavery. I hope I didn't scare anybody away with that one, but I just couldn't resist. That was Canadian thrash metal legends Voivod from Quebec covering black metal legends Venom from Britain. That was a song called Bursting Out from a new Voivod rare collection that just came out last year. And I hope I didn't scare anybody away, but there you have it. But you can come back now, because we're going to shift gears dramatically. We're going to go to a track from Björk's new effort, Biophilia. And this is a song called Thunderbolt.
Staring at water's edge, cold frost on my twig, my mind in whirls, wonders around desire. May I, can I, or have I too often craving miracles? May I, can I, or have I too often now craving miracles, craving miracles? No.
See you.
try too often. I'm craving miracles.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to the Student Fill-In Hour. I'm Coleman Ingram. This is CITR 101.9. What we just heard there was a track called Le Paradis from local band Winter Mitts. That was off their new record called Oceans. And now we're going to go to a song from Sun Parlor Players, who I believe are from Ontario. And this is from their new album, Us Little Devils. It's a song called Runners. Dig it.
That day we found ourselves in a pinch. The cowards sneer and traitors flinch, but that bastard, he never moved an inch that day. Though liars, they find a way to be right, to hide the truth far from their sight, to chase away the racing underdog. You are a runner, I won't follow you. You are a runner, what you say the truth. You are a runner, always on the move. You are a runner, got lots to prove. Oh, oh. Go down to the basement near the old furnace. Go beside it. Take the boards off. There's a tunnel goes on forever. Climb inside and go in deep and just keep moving. Goes on for miles, miles and miles and miles. You're gonna get to an end there. Don't be scared. It'll be dark. It'll be dark. But there's a light.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, this month's cover features the experimental punk band Shearing Pinks, three dudes who have been an underground Vancouver staple since 2005 and have over 50 releases, big and small, under their belts. Also featured this month are The Bleeding Hearts, who released their debut EP this month, a review on Wim Wenders' latest film, the 3D dance epic Pina, an update on the Rio's ongoing battle to show movies and serve liquor, not to mention a bunch of excellent show and album reviews, and all of your regular features. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times.
So that was Cuff the Duke from their EP called In Our Time. and they were doing a cover of Bill Callahan classic Cold-Blooded Old Times. It's a great tune. And we are going to go now to a track from Twin Sisters' latest record called In Heaven. And this is a track called Kimmy in a Rice Field. Okay, well, that's getting to be all the time that we've got here, so I'm going to bid you adieu, say thank you for listening, and stick around for Mantis Cabinet coming up next. And I'm going to leave you with a gem here. This is a track from the new Beach House record called Bloom. It was leaked really, really prematurely. The album's supposed to come out May 15th, but it's all over the internet already. And so this is a song from the new Beach House album. It's called New Year. And thanks for listening to The Fill-In with me, Coleman Ingram, on CITR 101.9. Toodaloo.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is now Wednesday, or it has been Wednesday for the entire day, but today is Wednesday. This is Mantis Cabinet with your host, Alex. That's me. I'm waving. You can't see that, though. I sit on this nice chair. I really like this chair. That's why I always talk about it, because it's really comfy and you can, like, lean back. Much more so than the chairs I usually sit on. Which are not nearly as comfortable. So because I usually talk about this chair without ever, you know, following up on it, on my chair love, the first track I'm going to play is in honor of chairs everywhere, because no one ever honors chairs, or at least I don't think so, and so I think chairs need to have a little, you know what, furniture in general. This track is by Final Fantasy before he got sued and had to change his name, had to use his real name, Owen Pallett. Off his album Has a Good Home, and this is the track Furniture, and it's great and I really like it. So yeah, half the fun is realizing that it's about furniture, because some of the lines are just great if you realize it's about tables and chairs and armoires and Chesterfields and ottomans and wall units and all sorts.
Persuade me.